This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has lauded the agreement between India and China on the patrolling arrangements along the LAC in eastern Ladakh. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, the minister said that both nations have gone back to where the situation was in 2020. Dr. Jaishankar said that the disengagement process with China has been completed. He said it is a positive development and the result of patient and persevering diplomacy. India and China have reached an agreement on patrolling arrangements along the Line of Factual Control, LAC, in eastern Ladakh. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this agreement will result in resolution of tensions that began in 2020. He said elaborate discussions between both the sides resulted in an agreement on patrolling arrangements. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Russia tomorrow to attend the 16th BRICS summit in the city of Kazan. Mr. Modi is visiting the country at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The theme of the two-day summit is strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. BRICS is an acronym which stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa. It is expanded to include Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran and the United Arab Emirates as well. Speaking to Akashvani News in Kazan, India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, said the summit will provide an important platform for world leaders to discuss key global issues. Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Briefing reporters in New Delhi today on the Prime Minister's visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the focus of this year's summit is the integration of new BRICS members into BRICS cooperation mechanisms. The Foreign Secretary said India is a founding member of BRICS and brings great value to the grouping. Mr. Misri said that on the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister is expected to attend a few bilateral meetings. Members of Indian community, especially students, expressed their excitement for the Prime Minister's visit to Russian city of Kazan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India has shown the world a new path to digital public infrastructure by democratizing technology. Addressing the World Summit organized by a private media outlet today, Mr. Modi highlighted the JAM Trinity, Jandhan, Aadhaar and Mobile, which provides a robust system for faster and leakage-free service delivery. Talking about artificial intelligence AI, the Prime Minister said, while the world recognizes AI as artificial intelligence, India has a second AI, Aspirational India. Regional Connectivity Scheme RCS Udaan, Ude Desh Ka Aam Nagrik, completed 8 years today. Speaking to media on the occasion, Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu said the government is envisioning to take Udaan scheme forward for 10 years. He said in the next few years, the centre is planning to start 50 more airports and enhance the capacity of existing airports. On hoax call menace affecting flight operations, the Union Civil Aviation Minister emphasised that the safety of passengers is the highest priority for the government. Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana has reached a remarkable milestone by achieving sales worth 1,000 crore rupees this month. Chemicals and Fertilizers Ministry said this achievement highlights the growing trust and reliance of the people on affordable and quality medicines. The ministry said in the last 10 years, there has been a growth of more than 170 times in number of Jan Aushadhi Kendras. It said in 2014, there were only 80 Jan Aushadhi outlets, which has now grown to more than 14,000, covering almost every district of the country. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia launched the eShram portal, one-stop solution for unorganised workers in New Delhi today. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is expected to make a landfall between Puri and Sagar Island on the intervening night of Thursday and Friday with a wind speed of about 120 km per hour. And that is the end of this news bulletin.